Right. Stick you up there. It's 9 a.m. Right. I'm taking the car by myself and I'm away. I am going to fuel up, car washed, and what else? Oh, gotta get sandwich making stuff. We're on our way up north to Ripon for Christmas this Tuesday the 20th of December, and now I can't get past because the bin wagon has got skips across the road. Okay, hang on. Right, okay. Oh, the bin man's here. So we need to get rid of a bag of rubbish out the kitchen that I know that we have. Can I come past then, lads? Flipping Nora. They just blocked the road with skips that they're taking from these houses and get rid of the rubbish. Yeah, so we got a long journey. At this time, the children aren't coming back. They're going to stay at the grandma's. They started their new school on the 3rd of January, whenever the schools go back, I don't know. I've got a lot of trips to make back. I've, unfortunately, 2nd of January I'm coming back to get a new rear view camera fitted to the car under warranty. The fourth I've got something else on. And the fifth, I've got some. What have I got on the fourth? Oh, yeah. Jimmy, our kitten, has got his second set of jabs. Oh, I didn't bring my headphones. I'm gonna get the car washed. And on the 5th, I've got a doctor's appointment. So I'll be down here for 3 days by myself. In addition, we hope to get the keys for our new house on the 11th of January, which will be good. And I can't stop yawning. Went to bed late. Well, no, I went to bed. Sarah and I both went to bed at 20 to midnight. And given that we've got a long journey today, that was probably not the best idea. I can't switch the damn... Oh, there we go. I was going to say I can't switch the aircon off. But it was on auto. So, yeah, there we go. It's kind of all go. So we're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Actually, tomorrow, Sarah and I have got permission to go into our house, our new house. And what we're going to do is, Sarah's going to get eyes on. What a military term that is. I love it. Sarah's going to have a look at the house. But also, we're going to do a proper 100% accurate measurement of all of the rooms and some of the bits and pieces like tiling and things. I'm not going to do it with a tape measure because it's such a faff. I've got a laser range finder. and I'll use that. It'll, you know, less than quarter of the time. Oh! Less than quarter of the time it'll take. But we'll draw accurate plans. We're kind of, don't... I had right of way, you naughty, naughty woman. Oh, it's a Gurkha. Hello, Johnny G. Namaste, namaste. So, yeah, we've kind of struck it lucky. My mother-in-law's new man friend's son is a carpet fitter, and I've mentioned before that we need to carpet the house 100%. There are no carpets, it's just bare concrete floor. So, how much is diesel today? Oh, you are kidding! Oh, goodness me! 120.9. Oh, for the look. Do you know? It's because they know people are travelling. Oh my god, I'm gonna go up to the Esso garage, but I guess that won't be any cheaper. 120.9. Isn't it just ridiculous? People were up in arms when the price of fuel went up to this. Oh, it makes you sick. Flipping 120.9. That's £1.21 per litre for diesel. So people living outside of the UK, specifically in America and Canada, you know, I know that you pump your gas per gallon, it's cheaper. When I was in Alberta in Canada, it was pennies, absolute pennies. 120.9. Oh, it makes you sick. And the sad thing about it is I'm going to have to make a few trips down here. So, oh god. Right, here we go, here's the Esso garage. I'm gonna vomit. 119.9. So theirs hasn't moved in about 2 weeks. The price of their fuel. Everybody's getting fuel. Oh shit. This woman on the other, side of the road has to come in first because she's, oh, there's a guy coming in the opposite way. Oh, you absolute blinking clown. Oh my goodness. Let's see if we can get round the other way. Right, what I'm going to do is... Oh, hello. There's a free space. Look at that. I'll go over here. Oh, a bit of news. We have started the proceedings to buy our works van. We've put a deposit down just to ensure that it stays off the market because I haven't seen another one with the mileage and the age and the condition. Right, I'm going to get some fuel. Hang on. £71 for 60 litres. Oh, it makes you sick. £71. Hang on a minute before we do that. Let's go. Oh, come on. Right. So yeah, as I was saying there, it's a Ford Tourneo Connect. Which is, it's like, how can I put it? It's not a van, It's five seats, and actually you can put a third row of seats in it, but it doesn't come with a third row of seats, and I'm not really bothered about it. But it's got, it's five-seater, and it's got windows all around, rather than a van that doesn't have windows in the back. And the premise behind getting that instead of a van is we can use it as a second car if necessary. It'll primarily be used for the business, because the plan is to get it all stickered up, take it to a proper place, like a car sign writer place, and get it stickered up. So I put a deposit on it to secure it, and and as I said, it's because I haven't seen another one at a fairly decent price range, with that kind of mileage and in that kind of condition at that kind of age. So I'm not going to say it's a steal, it's at the top end of its price range, but it's a top end of its book price, and there's no VAT on it, or rather the VAT is included, there's no VAT is an extra, because there are a lot of places that sell vans, they trade with vans, they add VAT on top. And there was one going towards, okay, I got cut off there. Going towards Southampton, I think. I was about to say, I had a phone call there and it cut off the recording. So, we were on our way back from Southampton, and on that kind of way, there's a place to sell vans. And I saw Tornio Connect on the forecourt, so quickly stopped, had a look. They wanted £1,000 more for the same vehicle, the same year. Obviously couldn't see the mileage because it was shut up and the place was closed. But they were adding VAT on the top of that, so way more, a couple of grand more than what I was than what I'm paying for this one. I test drove the one that we're getting, and it's nippy. It's a 1.8 diesel engine, and I was chuffed. There's a couple of things that needs doing on it, but they're going to do those. They're going to service it, they're going to MOT it, even though it's just been MOT'd, they're going to stick a fresh year's MOT on it, and I'm chuffed to bits. It feels well big inside. It feels bigger than the Galaxy did. So things are looking up. So we got a carpet. And what I was saying before was, Thingy's son is going to fit our carpets, and we got to buy our own carpets. They're going to fit the carpets for a reduced labour fee, and also they're going to give us half price on the underlay, so I'm quite chuffed about that, actually. So we can actually go ahead and buy our carpets. And To be honest, I haven't got a clue how much they're going to be, because we haven't really decided on which ones we're going to get, but we're probably going to get them from the firm Calvert's Carpets that our contact works at. So I'm chuffed. Things are going in the right direction. So yeah, all hands on deck. So, to be honest, it's the only reason we're waiting out for this new place is because they're fitting a new kitchen, which I'm flipping glad about, to be honest. They invariably saw the state of it, and it was, and I had the phone call, and the agent says it's not fit for purpose, so they're fitting a brand new kitchen for us, which I'm chuffed about. So reversing. If I've got one problem about this car, it's the reverse cameras. The reverse sensors are rubbish. Right, so that's an update from here. So supposedly leaving here in about an hour to go up to Ripon, which is about, depending on which way we go up, depending on which way, if depending on if we're rerouted because of the traffic or we decide to reroute because of the traffic, depending on things like that. It's about 280 miles ish, or somewhere close around that figure. And the fastest we've done it is 4 hours 45 minutes, and the slowest we've ever done it is something ridiculous like 8.5 hours. So that's it for now, and I'll get back to you from Ripon. All the best, take care, drive safe, and remember, if you've been drinking the night before, you've got to be so careful the next day. You've got to be so careful, especially if you're drinking spirits, and even if you're mixing the spirits with something, your whiskey and your water, so to speak, or your vodka and coke. Just be careful the next day. Remember, it's that time of year, it's silly season, as it's known, as we used to call it, or I used to call it when I was working. So lots of Christmas parties still going on, lots of drinking. This is the time of the year that sells more alcohol than anywhere else, and you've got to be so careful the next day. It's never really drinking and driving on the night. It's the next day you can get caught out, and the police will be out in force. Especially Boxing Day, especially the 27th, especially the 1st, 2nd, 3rd of January. Okay? That's your warning. Take care, all the best. Speak to you from Ripon. I'm out.